Hello. Welcome to the Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde's podcast.
Hyde's uncommon behavior began with the assault of the young girl in broad daylight. Hyde was in such a rush that he trampled a young girl. He barely reacted to what he had done and only paid for the girl's hospital bills when it was demanded of him by witnesses. It was very strange for a grown man not to care after injuring a child. Hyde also beat Carew to death with a cane. Hyde used the cane that was Dr. Jekyll's, which was a gift from Utterson, because it was heavy and would do some damage.
And now we have the witness of the murder of Carew.
Where did this event take place?
Outside my bedroom window.
What time of day was it exactly?
It was around 11 p.m.
And what did you see?
I saw Hyde beating the man with the cane.
What did you do when you witnessed this act?
I fainted, and then I woke up, and then after a little, I called the police.
So you called the police, and they were there when you woke up, correct?
Correct.
Now we're going to interview the officer who arrived on scene after the murder of Carew.
What did you see when you first arrived at the scene?
When I first arrived at the scene, I seen Carew dead on the ground, and the murder weapon, which was the cane, was broken in half. It was a terrible scene.
How was Utterson acting during the situation?
He had suspicions of who it was, but was concerned about what was going on.
And was that apartment as bad as people made it out to be?
Yes, because the place was totally trash and nobody knew what was going on.
Thank you.
And now we have Mr. Hyde here with us for an interview.
What was the motive behind your crimes?
There was no motive. I was evil and wanted to show it and take out my anger on something.
Where did you flee after Carew was murdered?
Jekyll's laboratory. I hid in there without the servants knowing until they eventually caught up to me.
Why did you burn all your papers?
It was an impulse. I do not want to be caught as the evil side as Henry Jekyll, so I had to rid of them.
And now we have Henry Jekyll here for an interview.
Do you ever feel sorry for Hyde, considering you were the one who brought him out?
No, Hyde was my pure evil side, and I regret ever bringing him into existence.
Why trick Hyde into killing himself instead of being caught?
I did not want anyone to know our true identity until I was gone. I was worried of my character being ruined.
That'll be all.
Now here with us we have Dr. Lanyon describing his incident with Henry Jekyll.
After drinking the potion, he screamed, staggered, clutched the table, trying to hold on. His face went black and his features seemed to melt and change. I was terrified. I jumped back against the wall and covered my face, stunned by what I had seen. After uncovering my eyes, I saw Hyde turn into Jekyll, like a man back from the dead. It haunts me every day, and I still do not know if I believe saying that.
And last up, we have the scientist describing the potion that Henry Jekyll used to transform himself into Hyde.
The main purpose of the potion is simply to control your outer appearance and emotions instantly, which is based on your benevolent and evil nature. Since everyone has a humble side, as just like the dark side, they can be able to filter out one of those sides and become a new person. For instance, Jekyll changed into an evil person known as Hyde. But he hasn't created the perfect serum where he was able to completely get rid of Hyde.
Slick slack, and we'll see you back. Thank you for listening to the Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde's podcast.